This passage today from Mark's Gospel speaks of the now and the not yet. You see, there are moments in life when the curtain between the present and the future is kind of drawn back a little bit, and we glimpse just for a moment what tomorrow holds. It is a glimpse of truth, a glimpse of God that can see us through life. You know, we all have these things happen to us, and sometimes we do not recognize them when they are happening. Sometimes we do, but other times we don't. Sometimes we can, as we are moving forward, we can look back and see, wow, that's what that was. So many times it happens. The young teenage boy out playing basketball with his dad. His dad shoots and misses. The boy steps back and shoots. It's a perfect shot. And for just a split second, for just that moment, which seems eternal, the father and the son contemplate the reality that the son, who was once taught by the father, is now just a little bit better, even greater, in fact, sometimes than the father. And the father good-naturedly acknowledges that the son has made the better shot. The son smiles but doesn't answer for just a small moment. Both of them have been given just a glimpse of the future. The day when the son takes the father's place. When the father moves to another world and the son carries on. You see, seeing the future changes life just a little bit. Things that we don't like to see, things that we don't like to think about, but it happens. Frederick Buechner is a great theologian and had... Years and years ago, he had taught for 5 years, and then he went off to New York City to write. And he was in turmoil about his life. He was having trouble. He was even considering dropping what he was doing, joining the CIA, getting into advertising, something or another. He was just bored. He was troubled. His heart and soul was troubled. He just couldn't figure out what was going on. It was the first time in his life that he attended church regularly. And it occurred because there happened to be a church right down the road from where he lived. And in this particular church was a great preacher, a famous preacher named George Buttrick. George Buttrick has been a renowned preacher. He's gone on, but he was one that people wrote books about, and he himself did. And the moment came during one particular sermon that was preached by this man. And it came really around four words that never appeared in the sermon when it was printed. Words that were ad-libbed or dreamed up as if they were meant just for him. Words that the Spirit of the Lord put in place just for him that day. Buechner says, "On such holy threads hang the destiny of us all." You know, there are many times that, as you all know, that I preach from a manuscript. I write it out. But there are times that I get off of it, I start talking, and things aren't in there. And sometimes I say things that I don't even remember I said, that the Lord put there. And that's exactly what happened, because when the manuscript was given back for Buechner to look at, those words did not show up. You see, the mountaintop experience of that text today suggests that Jesus is crowned again and again in the hearts of people who believe in Him. That inward coronation, that inward blessing, that inward approval takes place among those words in Buttrick's sermon that were spoken but not written. And those words are confession, tears, and great laughter. You think about that, confession. Confession is good for the soul, it says. Confession is that time when we come before God's throne of grace, when we come and we ask God's forgiveness for something, when we plead God's forgiveness for something, when we pray and we ask God to forgive us, when we confess our sins before God and each other, when we tell someone, that's a time. Sometimes it brings great tears. Sometimes those tears are joyful tears. Sometimes those tears are sad tears. But in the midst of life, there are tears that are shed in our lives, and things happen. Good things happen. Bad things happen. But sometimes it's a cleansing. Tears cleanse our heart and soul. and great laughter. Not just laughter, but great laughter. Laughter that sometimes when you, do you ever think about family members and friends, people that you're around, and you know that if you're going to be in their presence, you're going to laugh. Things are going to be said, stories are going to be told, and sometimes you're going to laugh so hard that your sides hurt. You're going to just be, it's going to be great laughter, things that are fun, things that bring joy to you. Those are the words they in Buttrick's sermon that day that Buechner said spoke to him. Confession, tears, and great laughter. You see, to say that Frederick Buechner was born again, as he says himself, is to say too much, because in many ways he remained the same, he said. But to say that he was born again is to say too little, because something truly happened to him that day. He said, something truly happened to me that day. This was a moment when something too precious to tell was glimpsed in the dusk like fireflies. Something that determined his whole life. Something that changed him. You know, if you've ever read anything or know anything about John Wesley, you know that John Wesley had lived his life and was doing so good and was out there preaching and teaching, and no one was being converted. Nobody's life was being changed by his preaching and teaching, and he was angry. He had gone way off and traveled, and he went over to the heathen people, is what he called them, and not a one of them was saved. Not a one of them changed, and he was mad. And he got back on the boat, and he was the ship, and he was making his way back home. And he met a lot of people on that boat. On that boat, he met the Moravians. He met a lot of folks. A lot of things happened to him. And he began to hear stories of being repentant, stories of confession, stories of having hope and a future. And whenever John Wesley got back to where he was, had come back home, one night something happened to him. He went down the street to hear a young minister preach. And in his words, who was not even ordained, how dare he, stand up before everybody. And John Wesley went to Aldersgate to listen to a sermon be preached. And guess what happened to John Wesley? His heart was strangely warmed. It is that time that it says that something happened to him. And exactly when that happened to him, his whole life began to change. His writings, his preaching, his teaching, everything began to change. Because he began to see the compassion, the understanding, he began to have a heart for it. See, John Wesley knew what it was like to be a Christian in his head, but he did not know what it was like to be a Christian in his heart. And it changed for him, and all of a sudden, things began to happen. His ministry began to change. Things began to develop. It got bigger and bigger and bigger and more, and all of a sudden, it was determined. It was determined right there that something happened in the midst of that place at Aldersgate. You see, in our world today, time stops, silence reigns, and God steps forward with a vision, a power, a memory which guides all the rest of our lives. Things will happen. Something will step into our being. Sometimes it's we're going along and we are Christians and we're serving and we're living and we're doing and we feel like, wow. And then all of a sudden maybe we get to a point where things aren't so wow anymore. And we just wonder why. Maybe we're grieving. Maybe we're hurt. Maybe something has happened to us. Maybe we just are kind of there. We're just kind of going through the motions. And all of a sudden, something happens. And we're kind of renewed. It's not that we're not Christians, it's that we're renewed. Something's happened to us. All of a sudden, that's Jesus telling us, you know, you're not dead. You know, your spirit is in there. It just needs to be wakened up. We need to be awoken to what's going on around us. It says, that day in the scripture on Mount Tabor, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John. And he knew who was standing that day in front of them. They knew it when they saw him. They said, wow. It was a dazzling moment. It was one of those aha moments. It was, wow, look at him. It was a glimpse of the future. a Messiah who had come to make all things new in the daily events of their lives, the God of grace and power, of beauty and majesty, of love and forgiveness, comes to you and comes to me in the midst of our day. You see, these moments reveal the now and then the not quite yet. You know, it doesn't happen to us sometimes all at once. Maybe that time happens, but we begin to grow and we continue to grow throughout our life. It happens now and not quite yet. On such holy threads hangs the destiny of us all. Holy moments. See, when you and I are invited to come and see, to go and visit, to take a different road, to learn a new way, to accept the challenge, it might make all the difference in the world and change your life for the better when we do something a little different from time to time. You see, we find beauty, we find goodness, we find many times who God has called us to be. Those moments, those holy moments, hangs the destiny of us all. Let us pray.